This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
The MEC of Transport and Community Safety, Florence Radzilani, says more than 2.6 billion has been budgeted for 2024-2025 financial year. MEC, good evening and welcome.
Good evening to you and all the listeners of Capricorn FM. Thank you very much for having me.
Good evening, good evening. I see from your budget, MEC, that you were able to fill some vacant posts in the department there. How were you able to do that within this space of time?
Thank you very much. Let me firstly confirm that it is true that looking at the financial year 2023-2024, we managed to move with speed to finalize the recruitment process, particularly for the positions that were budgeted for. I might also give an example of 150 traffic officers or the traffic learnership. Those learners are at Manyenu Traffic College. We even managed to appoint some of the officials to fill the vacant positions in the department. So it was doable, it was possible, particularly because once you pass the budget, once you have the budget, you must make sure that you implement the budget to ensure that when it's time for us to account, we don't have any difficulty. Thank you.
Now, I see there's been some 179 million rands that has been allocated towards GAL for a turnaround strategy. What is your end goal there? What do you want to achieve with GAL?
Firstly, let me indicate that GAL falls under the program Transport Operation, which in terms of the allocated budget, we managed to see the growth of 14.2%. And this, it was from 932 million to 1,065,000,000. And we want to appreciate this allocation that we have received from MEC Treasurer. Mm. GAL has been allocated a total of 127 million. Out of this 127 million, 74 million is earmarked capital expenditure.
Mm.
That's where GAL will have to focus on repairs and maintenance and also the upgrading of airport infrastructure. Remember, we once had a very serious challenge where GAL, as the pride of this province, was downgraded from grade 7 to 2.
Mm.
So we don't want to see that happening again. We want to make sure that GAL comply with all the regulations so that we must not be found to be on the side where we have challenges.
Mm.
Secondly, we continue to give support to GAL on the basis that currently GAL is not yet financially self-sustainable. Hence, the turnaround strategy that was approved by the Executive Council led by the Premier. And if that turnaround strategy can be implemented, we will see GAL going up to another level. So that's the main reason that we want that airport to flourish so that they will then have opportunity and capacity to also look at the other airports, these small airports, facilities that are found in the province.
Yeah. So of course, we've noted you have, you plan to have additional 128 road safety ambassadors to add on the 178 that were launched in 2023-2024. First, what are road safety ambassadors and how effective are they?
The road safety ambassadors.
Mm.
These are, in fact, we call them, they fall under the EPWP programs. That's where looking at the safety measures or safety programs, we assign them responsibility to continue to educate our people, to spread the safety message. If you check in terms of our road fatalities, we are very much worried, especially about the pedestrian, the number of pedestrians who are perishing on our roads. So we use these ambassadors to make sure that we reach out to our communities. you check where they are deployed. They are placed in various areas in the province to ensure that they give support to the work of the traffic officers.
Okay. So I see from what you said during your budget presentation that you seem to be more confident that the department has ran more successful road safety awareness campaigns, and we have also seen earlier after the festive season that we've reduced fatalities on our roads. Do the campaigns that are there, are they more effective? Is it your sense that the campaigns that we're running now are even better, getting us better results, ensuring we're safer on our roads?
The campaigns are very effective. That one I can confirm. Because when you see the number of road fatalities being reduced, it's also an indication that our road safety messages are effective. And you also find on the other side that the stakeholders who are working with the department are also doing their part. And there are motorists who are also listening and complying to our messages.
Mm.
But we have also indicated that we are also worried, because when you check in terms of the contributing factor, it always points to the human factor, which means some of the accidents that we encounter as the province, they were supposed not to be there. They are avoidable. But because of human factor, which we continue to spread the message, because we can see that if all our people can listen to our messages and adhere to the rules of the road, definitely we are going to reduce these road fatalities. But we are proud about the work that we have done at the department. Because if you check, we keep on reducing, though we cannot celebrate, because we can only celebrate if we have reached the 0% in terms of road fatalities. Thank you.
And in terms of your plans for the Easter MEC?
For the Easter, we are more than ready. We will be at Skukuni, Elias Mtswaledi. We will go there just to demonstrate our capacity, to show our people that we are more than ready. Our traffic officers are ready. Stakeholders, they are ready. Because we keep on impressing, especially on our stakeholders. These bus owners, the taxi owners, we keep on saying to them, make sure you don't put the lives of your employees in danger. Don't put the lives of the people that you are saving in danger. Make sure that from time to time, your vehicles are roadworthy.
All right. Well, thank you very much, MEC. We appreciate your time.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.